Thank you for calling. This is Patrick in sales and support. May have your customer number.
I don't have it.
Okay.
I know the domain name and my name. So.
Sure. And what is that domain name?
It's dangerousxxx.com.
And your name, I'm sorry.
Alan Cooper.
Okay. And Alan, when you created the account, there was a four-digit PIN number that you set up. Do you remember what that was?
I believe it.
Okay. That doesn't pull it up. And dangerous is just a typical spelling, D-A-N-G-E-R-O-U-S, and then xxx.com, okay? Yeah, it doesn't pull up the account records. What's going on? How can I help you?
Well, I went there, got the site like a year ago, even longer, and couldn't get a good person to set up everything, so I just kind of been sitting there. Now I'm ready to go ahead and start using the URL, and I can't remember. I lost the old email. I deleted most of my emails, and now I can't, you know, find out how to get to the damn site. And I'm like, I'm assuming that if you send some recovery or whatever to my email account, it should be okay.
Okay.
Whatever you're supposed to. I've done this before in the past, but.
Sure. Well, one other way that I can check, if you happen to remember the last four of a PayPal or a credit card, or the last six of a credit card on file, that'll allow me to open it up. And
holy cow.
If you happen to have that.
My credit cards have changed probably in the last year and a half since I got it.
Hey, not a problem. Then let me do this for you. I can shoot off a password reset to the email on the account. Do you receive the email updates and stuff from us?
Sure. It should be miamiadultshops@gmail.com.
Okay.
I'm logging in right now. I haven't even used the account in a few months.
So I've sent that password reset. It should be in your email box.
Okay.
And let's take a look here. What is the email on that you received it on?
I believe it's miamiadultshots@gmail.com.
Shots.
All right, computer's so slow, I'm still trying to log in.
MiamiAdultShops, right, at Gmail?
Yeah. I also had Adult Shops in Miami, but I don't think that's right. Finally logging in slowly.
Yeah, I don't pull up any account records with that email address to it.
I keep trying to remember. Hold on a second. I think I got it. It was... I just got something from you. You sent it to John L. Steele@gmail.com?
I don't know. I can't see the
I can't see anything
on the account until I log in, until I validate in.
Oh, hold on one second. It says enter your. I got it here. Authorization code.
Okay.
Okay, so it says click here.
Yep, and then it should take you to an account assistance page, and there's
right.
Where you would enter in your customer number.
What if I don't know my customer number still?
Okay. Well, then what we hear, let's do this. I'll go into our logo. Let's see.
No, I mean, we could sure. We would have to repurchase the hosting plan. If you had the files that made up the site, it would save you $150.
And the domain name is dangerous?
XXX.
Yeah, and
And what is the email that you received the password reset at?
It's johnlsteele@gmail.com.
John L. S T E E L?
E at the end.
Okay.
One that was on the 15th, that would have been the second one that was sent out. Again, if you normally send out three notices,
TRK,
you know, after the first attempt at filling, it's typically separated by 10 days.
Okay, so I'm going to
you tried it three times.
Send another email with that Gmail account on there.
Perfect.
And that should be sending the customer number to you. Once you have the customer number, take that password reset the password. What is it that you needed to do?
I'm going to add the hosting product from you guys. I'm just going to, you know, when I get in, I'm just going to add hosting, and then my friend's coming over to help me, you know, and we're going to set up one of those WordPress websites or whatever.
Oh, well, heck, I can get the WordPress set up for you. Where it creates the hosting account and the WordPress site all at the same time, so it's ready to go. You don't have to do one then the other.
Perfect.
Did you get that email there yet?
You got to bear with me. My web's a little slow right now because
not a problem.
Moved yesterday, so I'm using a slow.
That's okay. Hey, I remember dial-up, so don't worry.
Okay.
There was never anything fast about dial-up, so.
Oh, sorry about it. I'm just going to, it's okay, I've got to shut a few things down, it'll be fine. I know it came in, and I was trying to load the damn page. That's how slow it is.
It's okay.
All right, there it is. All right, let me open it. Yep, it's got the account number.
Okay, so, copy that and put it in that password reset deal.
1, 3, 8, 2, 5, 4, 9, 3. All right. Submitted that. It's been successful. Now I'm going back to the login page.
Yep. And you'll put in that customer number and that new password that you set. And then when it logs in, it should tell you. It should say hi, and have your name right there. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
Alan Cooper.
Alan, okay. So it should say, hi, Alan.
Yeah. Hold on. It's still loading.
Okay, once it's loaded up, that login button will now say My Account. Click on that one time for me. Let it reload there.
Hold on.
Okay.
I clicked on it.
Okay. When the page...
The PIN number is...
It's okay. You knew exactly what I was looking for, huh?
Yeah.
Click the account in the name of
John Dillinger? Okay.
So I see domain, and then a bunch of different ones here.
Yeah, it looks like you have 7 different domains on the account.
Yeah, and then web hosting, I don't know what I got here, let's see. No, that's interesting. Okay. I don't see...
Well, you have the... You don't have a hosting account for that. The only thing that's set up for that has hosting on it is familylawlifeline.com.
Okay. Do you see anywhere where it's dangerous XXX?
Well, I can see the domain is registered in the account through July 2nd of 2014.
Okay.
So the domain is definitely in the account, but there is no hosting for that.
Now, before I do the hosting thing, can I, if I want to transfer it from, because this account was the one that I was using with someone I used to work with,
mm-hmm.
if I wanted to transfer the domain, I should do that before I set up the hosting, right?
Well, when you say transfer, where are you moving it to another GoDaddy account, or are you
Another GoDaddy account.
Then yes. If you know that account number, I can show you how to do that real quick, and then we can create the hosting account in the other one.
Okay.
When it's all said and done, it doesn't make a difference other than the hosting would be in this account, not in the other one where you might have different, maybe there's nobody else that can log into that account, that kind of thing.
Well, let me ask you, why do I not see it when I'm clicking on domains?
What I want you to do, you see above the list of domains right there, it says domains.
There's seven domains. Never mind.
Yeah.
I know.
You had to have to increase it or just go to the green launch button to the right of the word domains.
Now, do you have a instruction sheet? Because I might not have time to do the transfer right this second, because I'm sure it takes a couple minutes here, but I'm sure there's a simple way to do this.
Sure, there is. You just need to know the account number that you want to move it to, and then the email address that's attached to that account. You know what I mean? Because that's the two things that it's going to ask you is the account number you want that you're moving it to and the email address that's associated with that. So I'm going to send you an email to that John L. Steele at Gmail. And this walks you through step-by-step on moving it. And there's a link in there that says accepting a domain into your account. So once you've gone through moving it out of your account, then you'll log into your other account and accept it into there. From beginning to end, you should be able to get through it in about 20 minutes.
All right, perfect. I'll get working on it. I appreciate all your help.
You have a great day, Alan.
Thanks.